You want to start?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Right, there we go. Guess.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come?
I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Overseas Connection podcast, the official podcast of a family-friendly, nice, wise, older, mature gaming community. Today's March 3rd, 2018. As I noted, it is episode 464. So if you're returning, welcome back. If you're new to the podcast, as I just mentioned, we're just a really fun, loving group of people. We like to game. We like to talk about all kinds of other things. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to entertain you, hopefully, over the next hour and a half-ish with some gaming goodness, some life goodness, and probably some screw-ups here and there along the way. My name is Greg DeLacy, gamer tag Murphy's Law, Twitter tag OC underscore Murphy's Law. I'm just one of the hosts today. I have on the show Miss Kim Woods.
Hi, everybody. That's me. I'm GamerGirl27. That's Twitter. That's Xbox. And there's a weird one for PlayStation, and right now I can't tell you what it is. But anyway, that's me. So...
Excellent. Hi, Kim.
Thank you.
I think it's Gamer Girl with a U instead of an I.
Yeah, an underscore 27, yeah. I think it's what it is. Yeah. So, anyway.
Craziness. Yeah. The voice you just heard, the male voice, I should say, you just heard was Mr. Mark Wright, spinning the discs for us in the background, manning the show, and the tin can headset.
Yes, hello, everyone. Mark Alex on everything, all the gaming platforms and Twitters and things. Yeah. How's it going?
Yeah,
excited.
Good.
Yeah,
good,
excited
good, good.
For tonight.
Yeah. I am. My energy level picked up right as the show started, so that was a pleasant surprise. Leading into this, I thought I was in serious trouble.
did the coffee work then?
No coffee yet. But last but not least, Nicole Ranowski.
Mr. Cole?
No. Mr.
Cole Train.
Mr. Nicole! Mr. Nicole! How you be, Mr. Nicole?
Oh, dear.
I'm fine. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not even.
Yeah, no, don't. Just let it go.
Yeah. God bless.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, thank you guys for making the show. Robin Tit couldn't make it this week. So, sorry, Robin Tate. That's Robin Tate couldn't make it this week. He's not feeling terribly well. So we let him take the night off. And then Phil Olson basically said he couldn't be bothered. He had other things to do. So it's the four of us, the four amigos, better than three amigos. We're going to talk about video games. We're going to talk about some life story stuff. Before we do that, though, if you happen to be listening to this, maybe on iTunes or Stitcher or I don't know, anywhere you might find your normal podcast download, if you should be so inclined, you can actually join us live every Saturday. We broadcast weekly at around 11 p.m. in the U.K., 3 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. on the East Coast. And if you happen to be in Kuta, Bali, it's 7 a.m. your time. We are broadcasting live. We broadcast on Twitch.tv as well as Mixer.com and YouTube.com. So definitely look us up there if you want to watch us live. You can be part of the chat. We put you, the listeners, front and center. So we have a nice live chat board. We just ask that you be somewhat nice. Sarcasm certainly welcome. Outside of that, I think we should skedaddle on. Nicole, real quickly, I think we've got some birthday announcements, or at least one for sure.
We do, unfortunately. He's a shit. No, I'm just kidding. I'm having Destiny flashbacks. It's Nick Ald will be 2. On the 4th of March.
Yep. Second
mentally.
Birthday. Yeah.
Yes.
No.
No.
Just yeah.
Kidding.
No. He's totally 12. We know. Happy birthday, Nick.
Happy birthday to him.
That's it.
Okay, that's it.
So yeah.
All right. Let's talk about. There was some stuff that happened this week outside of gaming. You know, some life event stuff.
Got a story time jingle.
Yes, that is the clue.
So you always miss that.
Everyone here loves story time. Our favorite time of the day.
Nicole loves that. Okay. She's so.
I love that jingle.
That
I do.
Freaking jingle.
But I just get so excited to talk about the stories. That's what it is. I just can't wait to dive into it. Mark,
yeah.
My understanding is it has been completely sunny, beautiful out your way.
Yeah.
The unusually seasonally warm.
Yeah, the glorious weather, what we've been having in the UK, is now on the stream. We have been having what's been dubbed the beast from the east. We have had some Siberian blizzards, heavy winds and lots of snow, and it has caused havoc in the UK. Luckily, I've been off with Jenny and everything, so I've been off work anyway, but a lot of people have been having to take snow days. All the schools have been shut all week. The motorways have all been jam-packed. People have been stranded on them for 2 days solid. It's just been horrendous. So it's
basically the apocalypse is upon you.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit of snow, like what Sarah is used to in Canada. Everyday life carries on as normal. They just put a big coat on. Our whole country's ground to a halt. So, yeah, it's crazy.
By the way, Mark, a little disappointed. I appreciate the effort in bringing up the snow picture. Yeah. You really should be having a picture with White Walkers coming to you. Yeah.
Well, the downside of the snow is...
I'm sorry, was there an upside?
Well, no.
Right?
Yeah, it looks pretty. The double downside for me is it has delayed something being delivered to me, which I am desperate to get my hands on. And it isn't coming well next week now, so I'll talk about that next week. But yeah, I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Okay.
So,
Mark's personal... never mind, I'm not going to cover it. All right. Let's see. Who next? I'm going to skip Kim, and I'm going to go to Nicole, because let's have this conversation, and then we're going to come back to Kim with her big news. But Nicole, let's talk about Altered Carbon, and then we'll get to that other DNA stuff, you know, whenever. But the Altered Carbon, that's the big news. You've been watching that. What do you think?
Max Headroom got old.
Yeah, no shit, didn't he?
Holy crap, did he get old.
And as you and I both were talking, freaky, like creepy. I mean, he is even more so than ever before.
I mean, obviously the makeup, the contacts, and all that made it worse, but I don't know. Some people just don't age well. He just, yeah. I don't, he looked like bark from a tree.
I am Groot.
Pretty much. I mean, yeah. I don't know. It was, here's the thing, is I don't like it, but I can't stop watching it. I don't know.
That is a little odd.
I want to know what happens to the lead character.
Okay,
he has an interesting story.
He does.
He really does. And I've watched, 9 episodes is the full first season?
Have you watched them all now, yeah?
Yeah, I watched, today, actually, part of the reason it took me so long to get on and start the computer is I was watching the end of that.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to get that last few minutes in, and I was like, oh, okay. So it answered some questions.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I'm loving his backpack, I have to say.
Oh, yeah, the pink kitty one thing.
Yep, but, yeah. Yep.
Dude, it's a unicorn.
It's like a Hello Kitty.
Oh, unicorn.
No, it's unicorn. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I found the first 4 episodes were a bit bewildering at first and a bit difficult to get into, but it does start to gel a bit more. And yeah, but you have to... It's hard to follow at first, but once you get into the story, it's really, really good. And the understanding of the body's just a vessel and everything's to do with that stack in your neck.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And that was like... uber creepy.
Yeah. Because if you're rich and famous, you can have loads of clones, so you've got spare bodies, so basically you live forever.
So. Yeah. Yeah, and then just the notion of if you don't have the money, but you do get, you know, you potentially get the, you know, the opportunity to get a new sleeve. So basically you have different people being put into other bodies that completely don't match, like women being put into men, for instance, or women or men into women. And so it makes for some funny kind of moments within the show as well.
Yeah.
Okay, funny is a good word. You'll go with funny.
Yeah. Odd, strange.
But yeah. I mean, like I said, I don't love the show. The nudity I can honestly do without. I really don't need to see naked chicks. I want to see a naked chick, I'll go to the bathroom.
Like, I didn't mind the nudity at first, but and I think that they handle the nudity in at least a good way, in that it's they don't make it a big deal because it's just kind of part of the sleeve in a sense.
Yeah, because like I don't want to give any spoilers, but there's a certain, I think it's like the second to last episode, there's a point where all these clones come animated, and if they were all fully dressed and everything, it'd be weird because they're all coming out of the cocoon thing, so It makes sense why they're naked, but I don't think they're doing it just to show a bit, but I didn't mind.
It took me a minute to realize which scene you were talking about.
Yeah.
You'd have to pay me a lot of money to come up naked like that.
I could be bought, though, just in case you're listening out there.
It'd be a lot of money. Nobody has that kind of money.
But outside of the nudity, though, I mean, is this something you're going to...
I didn't mind the gore. I'm like, you can shoot somebody, rip their arm off, you know, pull that thing out of their... I don't care. All that was... I'm like, some of the weapons they used... Really,
you are the typical American right there.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's different over here. Over here, there's tits and ass and everything being thrown at you, but anything violent over here, that's our version of your nudity.
Penises either. I'd rather see somebody rip somebody's head off. That's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, you know.
It says a little something. It does. All right, so Altered Carbon, though, at the end of the day, I think all of us have been enjoying it. It's on the recommend. Certainly don't watch it with your young kids. It is not kid-friendly at all. Nicole.
Yes.
Talk to me about DNA testing. This actually kind of fits in with Altered Carbon, by the way. Oddly, it's just like kind of fits right in there with it.
So for Christmas, I got a DNA kit because my mother.
I
speak in a foreign language.
Your mother is your father.
She has like our entire genealogy all the way back to like before God, I think. I mean, she's got like binders and binders full of it, and she got extra when my grandmother had to go to an assisted living home. So she got all my grandmother's stuff that my grandmother had been working on. So for Christmas, I got a DNA kit. She's done hers. My dad's done his. My brother has his, and his whole family's done. And it's been extremely interesting. My dad is 98% Polish, 2% of something else, but it's somewhere in that peninsula, somewhere in that same area. And then my mother's all over the damn map, and I mean that literally. And my brother, he came up only 60% Polish, because my mom is also Polish. But he came up 60% Polish, and I was 61% Polish. And as we're going through all these percentages, we're comparing what my brother's notes were, you know, because we have his up on the computer, and then what my results were. And it's like, he comes up as Ireland, like just Ireland. And I'm like, well, what about the rest of it? Like, because we know where the family comes from. But right. Mine came up Scotland, Ireland, and Wales. And there was, so I had 20 some odd percent. I don't remember the exact percentage for that. And then, and he had like 14 or 16 just straight up Irish. It was like crazy, the difference. And then we're going through and scrolling some more, and it's like, you know, we don't have this, that, or the other, but we have some of this and some of that. And it's like 1% here, 2 there, whatever. And we get down to the bottom of my list, and it says that 1% East Asian. We're like, what? Where the hell did that come from? Nobody in our family that we know of is Asian. So that just, I don't know, that kind of threw us for a loop. It was weird. Martin.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. By the way, those of you watching the podcast right now, you are getting a crash course on DNA testing thanks to Mark. So everything you need to know. Yeah, gene sequencing, everything has been on screen. There will be a quiz later, apparently.
Oh, my God, Mark, that's just really weird.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations, Nicole, on the DNA test. It proved you are, in fact, human. You do have the ancestry that you thought, except for the Asian, Southeast Asian part.
Like I said, that one threw us for a loop. But my friend Annie, who is Chinese, she goes, well, that's why you're my Asian soul sister. Now we have a reason.
There you go.
Because we go eat Japanese and Chinese food all the time. So it's just fun.
Now you need to go to the big family Christmas party or family, you know, annual party and just start like accusing everybody. Who stepped out of line? Who stepped out on the family? All right, Kim, let's focus our attention back to you. You have a small little purchase that you made.
Yes, I do. After the way this week started, and I think that was part of it, it was kind of a rough start to the week. I don't know. I just thought to myself, you know what? I need a pick-me-up. So I did that. I bought me a PlayStation 4. So for all of you out there, like Sarah and a few of you who's been waiting for me to get a PlayStation 4, I don't know if you can see it, but it's back there, you know. Yeah. So, you know, I haven't got it hooked up yet, but hopefully either tonight or tomorrow I can get it hooked up. And
Tonight.
I was going to say, hopefully, Kim, this is not going to fall in like some of your other game collections where you have gotten games numerous times and they have stayed in their wrappers for quite some time.
I'm working on that. I've gotten better. So, you know.
Yes. We like to tease you, but it's just because we love you. Come on. Mm-hmm. Standard PS4, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah. I got this slim, whatever the hell it is, 1 terabyte. Okay. Yada. I was going to go pre-owned, but GameStop's reviews for those were hit or miss. Some people got one and they worked and it was great. Yay. And then others were like, well, it's the biggest hunk of crap I ever had. So I'm like, you know what? For the, I think it was $30 I would save if I went pre-owned, not counting taxes. I just thought, you know what? I might as well get new. And then that way, you know, I don't have to worry about it. Hopefully, you know, shitting the bed anytime soon. So.
Well, yeah. And a price difference like that. I would have said the same thing to you. Just buy the new one.
So, you know, I'm just hoping like 6 months down the road they don't announce the PlayStation 5 is coming out in like January or something, because that happened with me with PlayStation 3. I bought it, you know, and got all excited because I had all the games. And then like 3 months later, they're like, the PlayStation 4. And I'm like, oh, no. So, you know, here's hoping.
I think you're going to be safe for at least a good year.
Well, I hope so. So,
yeah. And even then, they're pretty good about supporting their platforms for a few years past. So,
did you just run through what did you say? What games you got for it or not? I wasn't reading the chat. Have you got any games for it?
I bought Horizon Zero Dawn because they've got it on sale, with being a PS Plus member, I got it for like $32, and that was cheaper than I could have got it with my Best Buy Gamers Club thing. So, yeah. You know, I'll do that. And I picked up Knack and Rhyme because they were free.
Yeah, yeah. And next month's a good month as well. Next week. Bloodborne, a brilliant game. And Ratchet and Clank, superb as well.
You saying that, that's another reason I think I went ahead and got it now. Because Bloodborne was free and Ratchet and Clank was coming out. And I thought, you know what, this is a pretty good month. So if I'm going to jump in and do this, because if I wait till July or August or whatever, you know, all the games people are playing now, they're probably not going to want to be playing then, and Monster Hunter World has come out, and people are, you know, hot and heavy into that, and I thought, well, you know, what the hell. So, Yeah, I'll just
that's
be in debt
Xbox
for a little while.
Too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But
the majority
I think
of people on PlayStation do play that. Yeah, all the games and people and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, so I figured, you know what? What the hell? I'll go in debt just a little bit longer. What's another $300? You know.
It's a positive way to look at it.
Well, you know, I figure it's on my Best Buy card, and they'll, you know, I've got months to pay it back if I need it, so it's not like it's going to kill me. It's not like they're going to send Goombas to break my kneecaps tomorrow because I haven't paid it back yet, so.
Oh, yeah. You haven't seen the Geek Squad, have you?
No, I tend to stay away from them as much as possible. But, yeah, that was my big purchase this week.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And don't worry, I'm not leaving Xbox. That's not happening. That'll still be my main console. But, you know, I've got a lot of friends that play PlayStation, and that's all they play. So I thought, you know, maybe I can divvy up my time a little bit and play with some other people that I haven't got to play with or haven't played with in a long time. So
yeah, you need to pick up Rainbow Six Siege.
Yes, I know. And get yelled at by Nicole.
I do. You'll get nagged to death if you don't. No, I'm just kidding.
You and Sarah.
I was talking about me.
Yeah, well, I know. I'll get yelled at by you and Sarah, so, you know.
Oh, and Sarah. Yeah, I will.
Yes. See? Exactly.
Sarah would never yell at you.
Probably not, but I'm waiting for Nicole to yell at me because I can hear it already. It'll throw me back to my years days when I just started. She was yelling at me, why are you going over there? I was going to pick that ammo. No, get your butt back over the corner.
I actually got a compliment off Nicole when we played Rainbow Six Siege the other day. She actually said, oh, Mark's being a good boy. He's not running ahead. He's being cautious and methodical.
He actually harassed me. I got blown up.
Yeah, you've trained Mark, Nicole. That's what's really happened here. You have trained him.
Yeah. He just didn't want me to yell at him again.
I understand that. I understand that perfectly.
All right.
Master.
I'd have been a good sergeant.
Anything else anybody wants to talk about outside of the gaming spectrum? I know we were talking about the PS4, but, you know. Mm-hmm. Anything else? No? No? This
Weather's
is
Q...
Yeah, weather's been nice.
Weather's been nice.
Absolutely shitty where I live right now. Yeah.
Thank God. Somebody else is going to get for a change. You know.
Oh, no. It's beautiful and sunny outside. We went to the garden shops today.
No, we finally got rain, and it's been raining like all week long. So, windy, rainy.
I'll swap you for the snow.
We got over the flooding. Like, you can see streets now. The streets that were closed are open. And we've got sun all day today, and it was maybe 60, maybe. I don't know, but it was warmer than 30, so, and it wasn't snowing.
It's been in the high 30s, low 40s a lot of the week, especially early in the week. We had a big windstorm as well. So, I mean, it's pissing rain. We had wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour. It was a pretty crazy storm. And then it settled out, and it's just been rain, not a lot of wind. I'm looking outside right now, and it's raining again. So it's like, okay. It's a perfect time to be inside podcasting. One thing I did forget to talk about, I went Thursday night and saw the movie Game Night.
Oh, you've seen Black Panther as well, haven't you?
I did. I saw Black Panther about two weeks back.
Because you went on last week, were you?
2 or 3 weeks back, I saw it. It was one of those random, like, I was home alone.
Oh, yeah, that was it. Yeah, you did mention it.
Yeah, went out 9:30 in the morning, saw it. The weekend it opened up, it was actually pretty good. I like Black Panther, highly recommend it. Game Night, wait for DVD. It's a funny, cute movie. It has its moments of funniness, but a lot of them, I think, are actually spoiled in some of the trailers. Mm-hmm. But the premise of the movie was pretty good, and they pull off some good comic bits here and there. So it was an enjoyable night. We wanted to see something lighthearted, something fun. So it fit the bill. All right, Mark, play a jingle.
There we go.
Today I feel like playing computer games.
All right, let's talk about games. Nicole, I'm gonna go from, in a sense, kind of. Well, actually, Kim.
Uh huh.
We'll start with you. I'm gonna go from the bottom up. So, okay. Never Alone.
Yeah, still plugging away at it, and it's still really good. So,
how far you got in it? Have you nearly done? Or?
I don't think so. I've I'm trying to think how far I am. I know I'm well past where the strange dude that destroyed her village was. So, I'm trying to think. Oh, I'm at the deserted coastal town now. That's where I am. Right. Being chased by the northern lights. So,
give me a quick refresher. Or Mark, oh, you've got it up on screen. Never mind. Now I remember what this game is. This is the one about the Alaskan. Yeah.
Yep.
Inuit people, is it, I think?
Yes. Innuendo people. It's about the Alaskan innuendos.
Which is why I'm playing it. I'm all about the innuendo. So.
Yes. All right. Yeah, awesome.
It's really good. And like I said, I'm plugging away at it. And Tony really likes it. I don't know if it's because it's got a cute little kid and a fox in it or what, but he really likes it. So I'm still not very good with the damn bolo thing that she swings and throws, but all in all, I'm making it work. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Nicole, it looks like you played something different this week.
Did it look like I really played something different?
It would be sarcasm.
I know. I played a little Rainbow Six Siege.
yep, Rainbow Six Siege. You and Mark, and I believe Sarah was involved. Yep. You guys all got together, played a little Rainbow Six.
Yeah, it's my first Siege. Time playing online on the PS4. Just exactly the same as the Xbox. No problems at all. Flawless experience, really. Really good.
Yeah, I will tell you, I have played so much on the PS4 because I can't get to my Xbox because I have children.
I thought that's why you got your Xbox, so they could have your PS4.
Right? And guess it backfired, man. Totally backfired. I got sent to the room with the PlayStation, and
you've been told.
Well, they sit there and they play games together. Which, when they're getting along and playing together, I'm all for it. But when I hear or get a text, "Mom, he plays like a jerk," I was like, "He doesn't know what he's doing." I'm like, "Now y'all can get off, and I'll play." And they're like, "No, we'll go. We'll be nice." But yeah, my character for the PlayStation for Rainbow Six is now in like 10 or 12 above my other one. For Xbox, I've played so much. And mind you, what did I just start playing this with 2-3 weeks ago?
do you play with IQ, right? Yeah. You usually play IQ? Yeah. That's your character?
Because she's got the one gun that's like the least amount of crap where it's flying. Like, I can't stand the recoil. Recoil makes me crazy. And I also have a bad habit of backing into nitro cells. So I need her so that I will stay alive long enough to actually play more than like 2 minutes because I've walked into a nitro cell. I actually am to the point now where I can hear the bomb guys in my sleep and the nitro cells. I don't know what I was doing the other night, but I swore I heard a nitro cell and I'm like stopping at the doorway going, "It's just a video game. You're like losing your shit. You're tired. Go to bed." But it's just because I played so much that I can just hear it in my head now. That's sad. That's actually really sad.
How about that?
Yeah, just a friendly PSA to the community out there. If you are playing with Nicole, don't take IQ.
Oh, come on now. Nobody can take IQ as long as they say, okay?
The best part about that was, who took IQ? I took IQ. Whatever.
I couldn't say anything to that particular person.
Yes, I know. You were biting your bottom lip. You were trying to be nice.
Like I drew blood. I was biting my bottom
lip. I know.
Because that's snarky about it.
Well, yeah. Typically speaking, we tend to try not to play with younger gamers. We had a little bit of a stint, partly my fault, I freely admit. That we did have some younger gamers joining us, playing with us, and it's always a grab bag. Sometimes you get really nice kids that are perfectly fine to play with, and sometimes they tend to have a little bit of attitude. Sometimes they are know-it-alls, and that can rub people the wrong way, especially when we're tired and cranky.
Well, and especially when we work in a school system and have to deal with those
said kids. Like, yes.
It could be any one of those kids that I teach on a daily basis. And if they're snarky and disrespectful like that in school, I have to put my foot down. So to not be able to put my foot down because it's not my kid, it's not my classroom, I'm like, oh, I'm here biting my tongue, drawing blood, because I really want to say something, and I can't. Not my kid.
True. Fair enough. We'll leave this be. But no, Rainbow Six Siege, actually, so just a side note, how excited are you guys for that upcoming update? They're going to be introducing a zombie mode.
Yes, they are. And that actually looks very interesting.
Next week, isn't it? 6 March.
Yep, it's right around the corner. So I'm super excited for that. I think that will be a welcome addition, yes.
Monday or Tuesday? Tuesday. Yeah. That's Tuesday because Thursday is the new Jessica Jones.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if that's also when they're going to be coming out with the PS4 Pro and Xbox One X updates. I think they're going to be doing a big patch update on those systems in particular, so they're going to get some visual bumps as well. But they don't have, or they didn't at least, release a date specifically for those. They just said that it's coming. So it would make sense to launch it with that stuff, if you ask me. All right. So on from Rainbow Six. Mark, you and I basically can talk about the same games on this part here. Which do you want to talk about first? The greatness that is PUBG, or the greatness that is Crackdown?
Let's talk about Crackdown for a bit, I think.
Yes.
Now, this game is 11 years old, and it's come to backwards compatibility. And I have to say, this game still holds up. I have found it so fun going back to it. It's been really, really good. Some of the controls are a little bit janky, some of the camera angles, but apart from that, it's such a good game. Now, I initially wanted to get the two annoying achievements for the orbs. Last time I played it on 360, I had 499 agility orbs, which is one shot for the achievement, and I think I had something like 180 hidden orbs, which are the blue ones. So first thing you've got to do is you've got to make sure you've got a cloud safe, because all the Xbox One games, what run the 360 backward compats, they're all done in the cloud. So I checked my 360, I managed to get it online eventually after some password problems, because the 360 password can't be as long as the Xbox One, which caused problems. But anyway, I sorted all that out, and I did indeed have my cloud save up there. So I fired up Crackdown, and it wouldn't work at first. I couldn't load a save. And then I remembered that there were some DLC packs for the co-op and the free-for-all pack. So I went into the game hub, and sure enough, they were there. So I downloaded those. And once I downloaded those, my game save loaded, no problem at all. But I think it must have been a little bit of an older save than what I thought I had, because there was only 489 agility orbs and about 120 hidden orbs. But it's not going to deter me. I'm going to crack on. I'm going to crack this bugger. I've been wanting to do this. It's 11 years in the making. I'm going to get these orbs.
I too downloaded Crackdown, fired it up. It looks great. I mean, they did a nice 4K upgrade on it as well.
I've not seen that.
So it looks really good for an 11-year-old game. Although I didn't realize I didn't have that DLC, so I still have to download that DLC to get my save working, because it fired me into a new game. And I was like, oh, fuck me.
Yeah.
Starting from the beginning, no, I can't do this grind again. Uh-uh. But I will try and get the save. A few people started
again. Yeah, Kyle Adams has started again. Yeah, I think Richard Webster's done it again as well.
I can't bring myself to start again. No, Not with the other Crackdown coming.
So what I didn't realise is one of the options you had on 360 was you could resurrect gangs. So once you'd wiped all the gangs out, you could resurrect them so you could have more enemies to shoot. Because otherwise it's just an empty sandbox and there's no enemies.
How do you resurrect the gangs?
In the menu when you start, it says solo, and then if you press right on the D-pad, it can go to resurrect gangs. So I must have resurrected him, because when I launched the game, I had enemies all over. So my first job was to go around and take all the bosses out, which was a lot of fun and brought a lot of memories back.
Right.
Not so much in the sort of like Chinese triad section of the map. They're a bit tougher. Right. They've got a lot of rocket launchers and gets a bit frustrated because you just get ragdolled everywhere. But yeah, I managed to take all the bosses down. Once I got them taken down, I've no enemies. And then I concentrated on my orbs. And I did what any proper gamer would do. I went straight onto the internet and I got a map. I thought, I'm doing this properly, I'm getting a map. So I thought, I'll start with the hidden orbs because there's more of them to find. And I've gone through all 300, which I think I've gone through them all, and methodically spent all week trying to find these orbs, and I'm still three short. I think I know which ones they are, but I'm still fucking three short. And in the meantime, I found all the agility orbs apart from one, so I'm up to 499 agility orbs. So how I'm going to find that last one, I do not know, because it's not... You might think, oh yeah, he's got a map, it's easy. It's in because you've got a small map, which is obviously shrunk down resolution-wise, and you've got a green dot. Now, you don't know where that orb is. You get a pinging noise in your ears, so you know there's an orb somewhere. You still got to find the bloody thing. Mm-hmm. But it's got me hooked again. It's such a good game. So
it is a good game.
I will have the mobs before next week. I'm not going to be back on until I've got them.
Wow. Okay. All right.
You can do it.
Next week, Mark will have all his orbs.
I will have all my orbs. After 11 years.
He'll have all his orbs, but lost all his marbles.
Have all your orbs.
and if Mark is not on the podcast next week, you know he did not get all his orbs.
I'll be at the bottom of the garden crying, rocking in a corner somewhere.
Yeah. All right, so last game to talk about, PUBG. It continues to be it is full on crack for me at this point. I can't stop playing this game, and it's kind of cracking me up a little bit because I'm like, keep thinking to myself, well, I need to move on and play some other games, but I just enjoying, especially duos. We've been having a lot of fun playing in duos, and they've been patching the game, and it's gotten it's gotten a lot better. But again, I feel like this is also one of the situations of, you know, the game I think is running really well on the X version. I don't know that it's still running great or all that well on the standard Xbox version. But Mark, you've been playing on the standard version, so you tell me, how was the patch?
I've not played it since the patch. I haven't had a chance.
Well, fuck, what are you here for?
But if you let me finish, my son played it last night and a bit today after the patch.
Mm-hmm.
And he says it's running smoother. It's running not as laggy. It's not as janky. And they've taken away the starting weapons like they have on the PC.
Right. They also started spreading people out in the starting spots. So you now appear in all different locations across the island.
Yeah, so and they've introduced another vehicle. There's a jet ski now, what you can get for a water vehicle.
Yep.
So yeah, they're slowly improving it. I'm looking forward to what's coming next week for me to try this again.
Yes, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's foreshadowing, people. Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on from. The games we've been playing, unless there's anything anybody else wants to talk about. I mean, I could talk about XCOM 2 for days. I don't think anybody wants to hear me talk about XCOM 2 for days. It's a great strategy game. Fair enough, Kim. Fair enough. XCOM 2. I've been playing War of the Chosen. It adds a bunch to the game. It adds new character classes. It adds new enemy types. It also, what I really like, is it adds a bunch of new mission types into the game. I had a great mission the other day where basically there was an engineer that had been out on a mission. Sorry, I can't think of the better word for it. But anyway, he was out there. Apparently, they got ambushed. The soldier that was covering for him, or you know, basically security for him, was injured. And so you had to come in with your squad and do a rescue mission. So it was a real linear mission in that it was a pretty straight shot from where you land with the craft to get to them. But you have to basically get to the engineer, pick up the soldier that's downed if you have the ability to do so. You could choose to just leave the soldier behind, but the engineer had to, you know, you wanted to get the engineer back. So you get to them, you pull back and get to the aircraft for extraction. But there's new enemy types called the Lost in this, which basically are kind of like zombie-like figures or characters. And they come in waves and swarms of zombies. And so you're fighting them off as you're trying to make your way back. And there was just a real sense of tactics of, you know, kind of retreating one line after the other and covering and making sure that you didn't leave yourself exposed. And I really appreciate this update. It is a paid for DLC. So just so you know, it's not something you just, if you buy the regular XCOM 2 game, you'll get this. You do have to have both as far as I understand it, but I think you can just buy War of the Chosen outright. And it'll come with XCOM 2 now. XCOM 2 still given. And I love still creating all my podcast family into the game. Kim, sadly, you did just die.
Frasier didn't do it again this time, did he? Because last time, Frasier left me to die, so.
No, it was not Thank Frasier. It was one of the new power enemy types that killed you, so
all right.
Sorry for that.
That's okay.
Mark, you're still alive. Nicole, you were like one of the first to go. and Robin has surprisingly made it. I've tried killing him several times, and he does not die. But in proper fashion, I have Robin set up as with a clown face and a cigar.
Hey.
So, yeah.
It fits.
All right. That covers the games. That's it. Now we can move on, Mark.
Yeah, I did a bit of Rainbow Six Siege as well on the PS4 with Nicole and Sarah. It was great getting to play with Sarah for the first time, and she is really good at that game. Her and Nicole are very, very methodical, and I had to do as I was told.
You had to rein it in.
Yeah. But
don't do it, Mark. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Time for some news, I think, now.
Yep.
Here is the fucking news.
All right, so news time. We have a number of stories to talk about, actually. It felt like it was going to be a slow news week, but we eked out some news. Along with the PS Plus March offering, Sony also announced a change for PS Plus, and that is starting next March 8th, 2019, PS Plus monthly games lineup will focus exclusively on PS4 titles. They will no longer be giving you any more PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Vita titles. I think the writing on the wall here effectively is, one, PS3 for sure dead. PS Vita, if you didn't think it was dead already, it really is dead as well. They're not going to support those platforms really moving forward, starting next year. But I think you really can expect to see that this year. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean for PlayStation Plus members? It might actually, I think, be a kind of a windfall for those of you on the PS4, mind you, that you're going to see, I think, more high-profile games because they're going to be focusing just on the games that they can get for the PlayStation 4. So they're not going to, you know, the money, quote-unquote, that they use for all of these different deals to get these other platforms' games, they're just going to be able to focus that in on the PlayStation 4 owner. So
yeah, instead of having like six titles that we can just budget on the two, can't they? Yeah.
I mean, I think they likely are still going to give you three or four per month. I would be hard pressed to think that they're going to cut it back that much. So I would expect this to transform into you're going to get three or four PlayStation 4 titles per month as opposed to just, you know, two as it is now. Because a lot of times what we've been seeing is they've been doing multiple titles that are cross-buy with the PlayStation 4. So, who knows? I guess we have to wait and see a little bit. But certainly the games that they did announce for this month were pretty nice. You got Bloodborne, Ratchet & Clank, Legend of K, Mighty No. 9, Claire Extended Cut, and then Bombing Busters. So, by the way, I'm helping whoever has to read out the freebies for the month. I just took care of that for you. But yeah, so good titles on PlayStation Plus for this month as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the heels of bringing out The Witcher 2, Forza Horizon, Fable Anniversary, and Crackdown to the Xbox One via backwards compatibility, they also basically said that there's going to be some new features coming to Xbox One backwards compatible games starting with these titles. And that is that there's a new graphic setting for enhanced Xbox 360 titles. It basically gives you the option to kind of go with a boost mode, if you will, for performance or graphics. I did not figure out how to find that, by the way.
I was just going to say it. Yeah. I saw the This Week in Xbox with Major Old Fart Nelson, and it shows you the... Then pressing the menu button, and it brought up the old 360 guide, and you went all the way to the right, and there's the Xbox One X settings. I don't know how to get that menu up. I tried it with Crackdown.
Well, you can't. You don't have an Xbox One X.
No, but I thought I still could bring up that guide.
Oh, yeah, the dash, yeah. I'm right there with you.
I don't even know. I kept the X button pressed. I tried back and start. So,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, and
so if anyone knows,
I looked for it. Yeah, I looked for it. I couldn't figure out how to make it happen. So yeah. Who knows?
If anyone knows, tweet me at Mechanics on how to get the 360 guy pop up, please.
You're killing me, Mark.
I need to know.
No, I was just laughing because you're like, I couldn't get it up. I just couldn't get it.
All right, trust you. Trust you. Yeah, I am getting old.
It happens. Nearly 50. It happens to every guy. Mark. Let's talk about the spring update for the Xbox One. You pull this?
So there's a spring update which is starting to roll out yesterday. I haven't got it yet, but it is going to all the alpha testers at the moment. I think I'm in the second stage, so I might get it next week. Basically, they are bringing 1440p support. Which is basically PC monitors. A lot of PC monitors have got 1440p, which is halfway between the 4K and the 1080p. So that'll benefit a lot of those people. And I think that's for both the S and the X.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So it's also known as QHD, Quad High Definition. It's 2560 by 1440p. Now, Xbox Wire lists it for the S and the X, but a lot of people are saying some people think it's just for the X, so it'll be interesting to find out what that's for. One of the big changes to the new Dash is there's going to be more improvements to Mixer and the interactivity. They're going to be allowing viewers to take control of the streamer's games by taking over their controller. So there's going to be a new share controller feature. By turning this option on, you can let a viewer take control of your game either via an on-screen digital controller or a real-life one, what you plug into your PC. The Xbox button's disabled for the person you're sharing with, so the trolls can't shut your console down and everything and make your stream end up tits up. But they still only suggest handing it to someone you trust. But yeah, it's going to be interesting if you've got, say, you're a streamer and you're struggling with a certain part, say, on like Bloodborne, you could get someone in your stream, one of your viewers, to do that section for you. So it's quite a neat idea, I think.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it pans out. I mean, this sounds a lot similar, though, by the way, to the PlayStation 4 share control.
Yeah, yeah. But that's game.
That's just in playing in game, though. It's not necessarily streaming.
It's not streaming,
as far
as
I know.
Yeah.
There's audio features.
Yeah, I was just reading the rest of that text for that, but it's just basically going on about the streaming. There's more audio control. Let's have a look.
Yeah, so it sounds like you've got a surround sound setup, basically
It allows you to tweak music volume against game volume. Well, you can do it anyway, can't you?
Yeah, but I think what they're doing, and I could be wrong, but I think they're making it more accessible in the X dashboard for the first window when you open it up, as opposed to before, if you didn't have a mixer on your controller, the only way you could mix the chat audio was by going deep into settings and going into the audio settings to get there. Now you're going to be able to switch that up just right off of that first blade of the dash, if you will.
Yeah. If you've got surround sound set up, there's another small detail to enjoy. System sounds now support spatial audio, so you'll feel truly wrapped in your Xbox One dashboard as you navigate. A small touch, but a welcome one, so they say.
Exactly, so they say.
I don't know if there's any more changes. Is that all they're doing to this update? Doesn't seem a lot of changes. I'm sure there'll be some bug tweaks and everything.
That's easy for us to say. It's nothing big, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I think that's it for the news. Outside of the fact that we did a community feedback, it's important to note I did appear on a podcast.
Yeah, just saw that today. Yeah, I couldn't believe that when I read it today, because
I didn't want to broadcast it. I was kind of ashamed. I appeared on Gary. Yes, I was on with Gary DeFelice. We recorded last Tuesday, Rambling Old Farts podcast. So we talked about all kinds of stuff.
Did you get off your lawn?
I did. Get off my lawn! It's a fun show. It's a show just about kind of whatever is on top of mind. As opposed to being video game focused. So that was kind of a different take. We had fun. So listen to it. Go check it out, Rambling Old Farts, if you want to. Otherwise, you can just listen to the actual good podcast, which is the Overseas Connection podcast. Yes, I said that, Gary. All right. Words Robin is no longer allowed to say. I just want to go through this. I was listening to last week's podcast, and I heard this little bit, and I was cracking up. Robin no longer allowed to say potato, film, flowers, or use. And I probably should be saying this in proper Robin form. Potato, and film, and flowers, and use.
I've got a couple of things lined up for when he is on next, and if he does say them, I've got some instant sound repercussions for him, thanks to Simon Kempster.
Real quickly, yes, Night Raven, shameless plug, absolutely.
Yeah.
all right, Mark.
Shameless about it? Yeah.
No, nothing shameless. It was actually shameful. Mark. This is actually my favorite part of the podcast now. Right. I have to say, this has been awesome. Audio trivia, gaming audio trivia, it puts me on edge every time. So,
yeah,
I've only done it once. That's the killer part.
Right. Oh, yeah, you've only got 2 points, haven't you?
Yeah.
So let's roll the jingle and then we'll get into it.
The Overseas Connection presents the world famous, well, okay, not so famous, audio quiz.
So this is an audio quiz where you each get 2 audio clips from games you have played in the last 12 months, which I may have to extend because I'm running out of games for Kim. The clip will be no more than 30 seconds long, and after you've heard a clip, you just tell me what game that is from. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, then it's open to the other two, and the first one to get their hands up gets to steal your point.
Can I just give my points away now?
Nope. So I've got Greg lined up first because it's been a while since you've done this. Are you ready for your first audio segment, Greg?
I am.
All right, here we go.
It will be returned to you after the audience, clean and starched. The gentleman will tell me once he has chosen an outfit.
Ooh, he's looking puzzled.
Yeah, I believe I know. I'm going to say Dragon Age Inquisition.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
No! Right.
Yeah.
Nicole, Kim, any ideas?
Me.
Go on, Kim. You should get this, Kim.
Yeah, I think I know what it is.
It's not Witcher 3, is it?
Correct the mundo!
It is, yeah. But all right. The legendary noise for leveling up is in there where he goes,
right?
Oh, the mission thing, yeah. I thought that would have been an easy one for you, Greg, because you played it recently.
No, I know,
whoa.
I know.
Kim's storming in front with this quiz.
I know she is. She's crushing it.
Even though she got Gems of War wrong anyway. We won't dwell on that. Gems of War, got it wrong. Right.
Nobody talks in Gems of War. Come on now. There are no sentences.
Right. Here's your right. second.
Pressure's on, I know.
Second one, Greg, you need this point.
Okay.
New creature discovered.
If you don't get this, I'm taking you off my friends list.
Oh, I know. This is Subnautica.
It is, yes.
Correct the mundo.
Yes. Even I have that.
You convinced me to buy going out with you on that way.
Yeah. Now, well, at first, the first like 5 seconds of that clip, yeah. I'm like, really, Mark? Yeah. This is what you're giving me?
I can't make them too easy, can I? So that's the point for Uncle Greggles. Right, Nicole, are you ready for your first sound clip?
I'd rather just play in the chat.
Buckle up, open your eardrums, and here you go. This is very easy for you.
Stop drinking water! I didn't hear shit.
Greg knows it.
Good for Greg.
You can't go to sleep.
You were done? I really don't know.
Whoops.
All I heard was my dog drinking water out of the fucking water bowl.
Alright, I'll play the beginning again for you, seeing as your dog interrupted you. Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Target located. Third floor.
You've not got headphones on, have you?
No. I can hardly hear. But it's okay, because I really don't have a fucking clue what it is.
Right, Greg got his hand up first, and you're going to kick yourself, Nicole?
No, I'm not.
Rainbow Six Siege.
Correct the mundo!
Well, I figured it might be, but then I was like, whatever.
It's all the game you played.
I don't remember the... I know the target thing.
Yeah.
But they don't call them targets all the time, and then the rest of it sounded like somebody getting taking a shit.
They do if you play more than just the classic terrorist hunt. If you get the hostage or whatever, yeah. So
I hate the hostage.
I know you do.
Never live, especially when people don't listen.
So that's an extra point for Greg.
So right, next, now, my
I told you I would just hand my points over.
Yeah. Right. Well, this next one, you should get this one as well.
I'm not getting this one either.
You are. Just listen.
I don't fucking pay attention.
Just try.
And I can't hear.
I have to pay attention when I'm playing Rainbow Six with you. I get in line, so you can get in line for this. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Stop. recognize the little whatever noise, but I don't know what it goes to. I swear to God, I don't pay attention.
Greg sounds up first. Go on, Greg.
You can have it.
I think that's Gears of War 4.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Kim, any ideas?
I was thinking that last. Yeah, I was thinking that last part might have been the Horde mode.
I don't know. Horizon Zero Dawn. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Cause...
See, I already did Horizon Zero Dawn. You did it twice.
You're going to kick yourself. It was Fortnite.
Oh, well.
Okay. Well, that's why.
You keep saying you love it, and...
Yeah, I would have
never gotten favorite that. Games, and the only two games you've played for the last couple of months, and you go, no.
It's all right. I got Gems of War wrong, and I played that for how long? So, you know.
In my defense...
Fucking pay attention. I swear to you. That's why I hate these damn questions.
In my defense, I've played Fortnite like 3 times. Yeah. So.
I've not played it once.
No.
Right, Kim, you ready for your first sound clip?
Yeah.
Right, here we go.
That's it.
Sorry?
PUBG.
Yeah!
PUBG.
Correct the Mundo.
Oh, I thought you were going to get that wrong.
I was hoping you were going to get it wrong.
Yeah.
Come on!
I couldn't give that question to Greg or Robin because it would have been so easy.
I probably shouldn't have raised my hand too fast because I think that gave it away.
Yeah. Well done, Kim. I didn't think you'd get that. So, yeah, I'm chuffed you got that one. Right, and then your second one is...
Mana Surge. Mana Surge.
I think Kim knows this one.
Yeah. If she doesn't get this one, she's fired. She's off her podcast.
Is it Gems of War?
Correct the Mundo!
It is, well done.
Oh, God.
I thought I'd have to throw that one in again just to try.
Yeah, well, at least with the Mana Surge in there, I knew then.
Right, yeah. Wow, so, yeah, Kim's storming it. 9 points. Kim's way out in the lead.
Yes.
Greg and Robin are tied in joint second with 4 points. Phil is in third with 3. Fraser has got 2 points and Nicole's got 1 point. Richard hasn't got any because he's not played it yet.
So. I'm disappointed in myself about The Witcher 3.
Yeah, I thought that would have been an easy one for you.
You know, well, here's the thing. I was listening to it and then I'm like, Mark's going to pick something that's going to be challenging. He's not going to go easy on me. He's going to pull something. And I was playing Dragon Age Inquisition about 6 months back. So I was like, he's pulling that. He's pulling that. And then I was looking at Kim's face, and she's, like, smiling. So I'm like, well, Kim plays this all the time, too. So yep. It's got to be it.
All right. It's the other one I play all the time. Yeah.
Also true. Yeah. No, I forgot about that. Damn it.
Back into it.
Yeah. So well done, guys. Thank you very much.
All right. No, Mark, thank you. That was always always fun. And, yeah.
It seems to go down well with the chat and the listeners and everything. I've had a lot of good feedback, apart from Nicole.
It's because I just don't fucking listen. I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, and it also would help that, you know, she doesn't have a dog barking in the background. I did find that particularly funny on the last one where, like, as soon as you started to play the bit, so they heard this.
Yeah. It's like, it's like she's waiting for the music to start when she's.
Oh, absolutely.
Honest to God, if you would, like, if I could have heard Nitro Cells. And the bomb guy, I'd have totally got that shit.
Can't make it too easy for you.
But that's the stuff I listen for. Right. I don't listen to conversation. Or if unless it's me and Sarah laughing our asses off because what she hears on her screen is, oh shit, and what I hear on my screen is, fuck, that was close.
Yeah, when enemies are talking, yeah.
Yeah. I don't pay attention to anything else. just footsteps where they are and nitro cell because I'm going to blow my ass up. Oh, no. I even sat on Sarah's claymore.
Interesting.
That sounds awful.
Why am I seeing part of Nicole's screen on Greg's?
I don't know. It's not on mine.
I don't know either. Yeah, I don't see that either. I don't know what to tell you.
Must be a YouTube thing.
Possibly.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. No. Trust me, you're not missing anything on either end. No.
Oh, that hurt. That hurt. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about some events, happenings, all that good stuff. New releases coming out. Mark, do we have music for this?
Yep. So, new releases March 3rd to March 9th. We have Pit People, never even heard of that, coming out on Xbox One and PC on March 2nd. That's actually out. Bravo Team, which is a PSVR game, is out on the 6th of March. Final Fantasy 15 Royal Edition on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. And not the ZX80 one, as Robin's put in there, a little bastard. That's out next Tuesday, March the 6th, and I know Hardly Dan is getting that on PC. He can't wait, but good luck to him, because it's JRPG and it's shit. Frantics. Everyone knows my feelings on JRPGs. Magic Summer, alright. Frantics, PS4 game on March the 6th. Scribblenauts Showdown on the Switch, PS4 and Xbox One on March the 6th. And finally, as also on March the 6th, we have Fear Effect Sedna, Switch, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. I'm not having new releases for this upcoming week.
All right. Kim, you want to run through the freebies?
Yeah, our games with gold for March are, on the Xbox One, we have Trials of the Blood Dragon, March 1st through the 31st, Super Hot, super for the March hot. 16th, March 16th through April 15th. On the 360, we have Brave, the video game, March 1st through the 15th, and Quantum Conundrum, the 16th through the 31st. And on PS Plus, we have, for the PlayStation 4, Bloodborne, and Ratchet and Clank. We also have on the PS3 Legend of K and Mighty Number 9. Is there more? Hold on, I gotta scroll. Yes, there is. And on the Vita, we have Claire Extended Cut for the PS Vita. There's also a cross buy for the PlayStation 4 and Bombing Busters for the Vita, cross buy with PlayStation 4.
So there you go.
Good.
I was actually jumped on earlier today hoping Super Hot was the first game because I'm excited to play this. I never got a chance to play it before, didn't pick it up. I've heard good things about it. So I went in, I was all excited, and I'm like, oh, it's not out yet. Damn it.
Nope.
All right. Playdates, do we have anything on the community playdate, Nicole?
No, not really, because you guys don't ever pick anything to the last damn minute.
Fair enough. Well, we did create a WhatsApp group for some of the kind of community leaders of different podcasts. They're all in there, thanks to you, Nicole. Thank you. And so we're trying to coordinate better about getting play dates. And also, you know, if other communities are putting up play dates, we want to get those out there as well. So we do want to advertise this as much as we can and be better about playing with the community. It's, I think, a little tougher for us to get set play dates, but I think, you know, the other thing about it is, you know, when we're online, we're always usually open to playing with other people. So if you see us online, send us a note, you know. I'm more than happy to play games with anybody out there. So, all right. Victories achieved. I suppose I could do this. It might make a little sense. Victories achieved. What is it? Well, let me tell you. Victories Achieved basically is a contest we put out every quarter where we say, hey, go out and beat games. When you're done beating that game, and when I say beat the game, I mean finish the game. Don't actually slap the stick.
Get a baseball bat and bat the shit out of it.
Yeah. So when you finish the game, I want you to get on your cell phone or a tablet, take a selfie with the game in the background and your smiling face, letting us know you just beat this game. You want to tweet that to @OC_podcast and put in the hashtag victory achieved, all one word, And we'll enter you into a contest. And basically that contest is every quarter we pick one lucky winner, and you can win $20 in either the PSN, Xbox Live, or Steam. If you happen to be in a country with funny money, we do also offer up £15, which, again, I don't understand pounds being money, but okay. I'm kidding. There's going to be a lot of hate coming my way now.
Yeah, I think we can get Nintendo money as well now.
No. We refuse. Until Nintendo puts up a proper store and a proper online system, we refuse to support that system. Just kidding. We probably can work that out. Anyway, so this week we had Chapstick 1 finished Rhyme, Amaras 89 finished Monster Hunter World. That's a big game to finish. Just going to throw that out there. Danok TQ and Amaras 89 both finished Shadow of the Colossus, the remake that just came out. And Infected Sykes' son and him, I guess, they did a joint playthrough on Monster Jam Crush It, and they got their first platinum trophy. So very excited about that. Really cute picture.
It looks chuffed to bits, doesn't it?
Yes, he does. And with that said, when you do, you beat these and you get that victory achieved, I want you to think about this sound in your ears. You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved. All right. So we're about that time. It's time to wrap things up. A little bit of a quick show tonight. Blistered through. It's this time where we say, hey, if you want to follow us on Twitch, on Mixer, on YouTube, please do. We broadcast every week, 11 p.m. in the UK, 3 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. on the East Coast, and 9 a.m. in Guam. Because it's important to include Guam. We need to make them feel welcome. iTunes, Stitcher, if you are on one of those platforms and you can give us a review, please do. Any place that you can give us a review, that just helps us get found. That's at the end of the day, it helps us get found. We did get a lovely review, I think most recently from Daddy Icken. He said, great bunch of guys and gals with informal, friendly chat on gaming news, games played, and trivia. Always makes me smile on my long-running sessions. And a great friendly gaming community that you can join for some gaming goodness. Top job, Daddy Icken.
Yeah, he joined us for some Halo one Sunday afternoon, and we had a good time.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you read that out, because that text is so small I can't see that.
it's pretty tiny on my screen as well. But more importantly, he plays PUBG.
He does. Everyone who's anybody plays PUBG.
We'll convert them all, Mark. All right. We have clubs, by the way. Everybody loves a good club, right? The nightclubs, the dancing. We all like to get down a little bit. Club sandwiches, absolutely. Bacon.
Not that we have them over here, but club soda.
Oh, my God, a club sandwich sounds so good right now.
Right?
Just saying. Yep. We have an OC Podcast Club on the Xbox One. We have an OC Podcast Community Club thingy on the PS4. We've got an OC Podcast group on Steam. And we even do this thing on Discord. It's this crazy platform that's the future.
It's the future. Yeah.
OC Podcast server on Discord. You can go check that out, and Mark will yell at you. all right. At this point, there's just one thing left to say, Mark. Spin it up.
You like us, we like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
You can thank Fraser for that.
Love that, yes. Wow. All right. Well, on that note, Nicole, why don't you start off shout-outs?
Before I start off shout-outs, I have to tell you, I had our podcast playing, and that part came on. It was towards the end, obviously. And my friend, who is so sweet and innocent, she was like, holy shit. And I was like, oh my God, you cussed. She was like, is that you? She was like, do you charge by the hour over the phone or what? I was like, girl.
That anyway. Is such a good sound clip, is that? And that music is just it perfect is. For it.
That music is absolutely perfect. I love that one. All right. So, obviously, shout out to you guys. It's fun as always. I will get hearing aids. I will pay better attention to games. No, I won't. And all of our shatters, because we had a buttload. Even had a some load, old yeah. friends. Yeah, like yep. Teflon popped in. And so it's nice to see our old friends pop in now and again as well when we haven't seen them for a while. So without them, we couldn't do this show. Well, we would still do this show. Just nobody would be in our chat, I guess. But anyway, thanks, guys.
In the chat.
I love the chat. It's actually hilarious. Mm-hmm. They were making some funny crap comments today, Martin.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at Martin.
Looking at you.
Anyway, Kim?
Yeah, I want a shout out to you guys. It's you know, fun as always, because, you know, it just is. It's the main reason I love being here. And you were talking about shatters, and I have a list, because, you know, people were getting on me because I couldn't remember half of them. So I start writing them down. This is because I care, people. Just so you know. We have RCGC, Baron Von Glauer, Electrical Skateboard, Jacob Green Day Heart 1, Kosigan, Martin, of course, Mr. DJ Smooth 87, a.k.a. Night Raven, Teflon 12, Car for Free, and Briston 13 was a new one who just showed up. Yeah. So thanks for coming along. We enjoy it. So, yeah, that's it for me. Like I said, I'm GamerGirl27. That's Twitter. That's Xbox. And I think it's GamerGirl with a U underscore 27 on the PS4. So, hey, I got a PS4. Come and find me. So, yeah, that's it for me. How about you, Mark?
I want to shout out Simon Kempster, who is Kosigan on the PS4s. He gave me a good idea about Robin's banned words. I've got something lined up for the next time Robin is on. So that excellent. Should be interesting. And a big shout out to Sarah, who I finally got to play a game with this past week. It was a lot of fun. She's really good at the game. I was very impressed. Yeah, so I can't wait to play again. Hopefully this weekend. Well, tomorrow. There's only tomorrow left. We might get a few more rounds in. So yeah, I'll let you take us out, Greg.
All right. An official welcome home, Jenny.
Yeah,
kind of a big story. Yeah. I just realized
she's been on the week, so she came over early this week, Monday.
Yes,
She's doing fine. Yeah. I'm looking after her.
She's got
headphones on watching TV.
Oh, bless. All right, yeah, so welcome home, Jenny. Gary DeFelice, thank you for letting me jump in on the podcast with you last Tuesday. It was fun, yes, we actually are good friends, not mortal enemies, although I will never admit that beyond this moment. Yeah. I also want to shout out my fellow teammate, not going to name any names here, but so we have a mixed squad, two guys, two girls on our bowling team. And this past Tuesday, when I was bowling, I don't know how I did it. I pulled my groin muscle. Hurt like hell. I had to stop bowling. I couldn't finish bowling out. And there's one particular bowler on our team who is a very innocent woman. She just doesn't – I mean, she's, you know – one of those individuals that I think, you know, I'd fear for her if she was left on the street alone. And so she turns to me, she's like, is there anything we can do? Do you need me to massage it? Is it? And I'm like, yeah, go on. So yeah, that was a good moment and a fun laugh. I mean, the entire team just looked at me, looked at her, and they're like, and I'm like, yeah, nothing you can do. Sorry. I'm just going to have to suffer. So yeah. So there you go. On that note, thank you everybody for listening. We really do appreciate it. We do hope you come back next time. Next week, by the way, it is next week that we want you to come back and listen to, I think it's probably going to be Robin. I won't be here. I don't know who else will be here. We'll figure it out. But thank you again for listening. Thank you to the three of you for showing up. Kim, Mark, and Nicole. It's always fun to podcast with you guys, also to game with you guys. And, well, I think I can't see anything more than that's a wrap.
PUBG time.
Exactly.
Addicts.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.